him to hunt, and he wouldn't hunt. And I said, that's the biggest dog. He ain't fit to nothing but eat.
Ever call him a mongrel or a cur?
Well, whatever his name is. But he called him by his name.
And you remember when you were young, the horses, just before they were, while they were eating, waiting to be fed, they make a gentle sound. What would you call that?
Call it just something.
Did you have a name for that?
Quinny
or Wicker or?
Quick, and I can't pronounce it.
Wicker?
Well, you call it for something deep.
I see.
Oh, water.
And a chicken bone that looks like that?
Full of bone.
And you had a hay field and you cut it, and it grew up again. You had a second cutting. What would you call it?
Grass.
Ever call a volunteer?
Yes. Well, not volunteer, what I would call a volunteer. It's like a plum tree, a peach tree or something come up out there. And you take it and work it, you grow fruit. Now, I said, this here was a volunteer tree. That's what I would
say. But a second growth of hay would just be more hay, isn't it?
Well, if you didn't plant it, it would be a
volunteer crop.
Volunteer crop.
And, I'd like you to think about cornmeal for a minute here, if you will, and think of all the different things that you made out of cornmeal in the old days. I believe Mrs. Lawrence said you were a cook.
And cook egg bread? Cook?
Corn sticks would be...
a little? That's a concerning, maybe it's good at all long and make up your comb, make up your meal, like you want the egg and the milk and everything you want to put in. And come to call them corn sticks.
And those you cooked in the spider?
Yeah, and them hoe cakes, you can cook it in the spider. Or them cones and braids.
What is a hoe cake? Would you describe a hoe cake?
Well, a hoe cake, you just make up your bread just like you get. Now, some folks want salt in it, some want just plain water. I like it if it's plain bread. I'd rather not have salt. Just make it up and pour it in your skillet and turn it over once or twice until it's done. Just a square piece of.
About how high? Like about
an inch. You can make it as heavy as you want, or thin as you want. The thinner it is, the better it is.
And bread itself, you use pone cake or hoe cake or what?
Just the bread.
Just the corn bread.
Well, that's as I say. Some folks like it all mixed up with other things, and some want it just plain corn bread. Now, wait for a lady. She's passed and gone. But anyhow, when I go on, I begin to put salt into the bread. She tells me, don't you put no salt in my bread. Well, I wouldn't put that. So one day, just to try her, see if she could there, I put down the teeny bit of it. And I had to cook some more bread. Oh, she said, I don't want this bread. You done put salt in it. Cook me some bread.
She really knew the difference.
Could tell the difference. I had to cook her something. Well, she kept on that way. At first, I didn't like cornbread without salt. But I just kept on. She kept on that way. She got me with it. I didn't want no salt in my bread. Rather than to cook two kinds of bread, some with salt and some without, I just cooked them all. And I mean, now I don't like much salt. If it's plain, you know, I don't want no salt at all.
How about... other terms for that, is that Johnny cake?